Oh my gosh, Demetrius, my heart was breaking a little bit for you because I saw what you posted on Instagram, and I think you have a new meteorologist in the house.
Yeah, there's competition here. you know, it's been, you know, my daughter, you know, me and my ex, Aaron McElroy, had IVF and basically, and used a surrogate and basically gave birth to our kids on air. I mean, we had the moment that we realized that if they were fertilized, that we did a story on that. And we did a story on when the eggs were inserted. I think that's called insertion. And then when they were born, we brought them in and we had a camera come out. Not really for, you know, that doesn't really do much for us, but just because we became familiar with the really the plight of some of people who are going through infertility. And as a guy, I had no idea, but it's a big thing. So it turns out this meteorologist, this young girl, my daughter, she's nine, she's always challenging me. She's saying, you know, we'll go to the pool, and she's like, it's going to rain. I'm like, no, Harlow, that's just the way that the sun's making the clouds look. The rain's not going to come until probably another 30 or 40 minutes. And 5 minutes later, it just starts to rain. And she's like, told you. She predicted 8 to 9 inches, and I was short. I predicted 4 to 8. We got 8.4, and I'm never going to live this down. She's everywhere, at school, everywhere, saying how she got the prediction right over Dad.
Yeah, she made him go out and measure the snow in the yard and post a video about it.
Yeah, well, and she measured it on a snow. You know, if you look, it's on a bank here. Okay?
Dad.
I mean, but the official, but I can't argue with her because the official O'Hare, first off, 8 to 9 inches. Is a horrible forecast because you back yourself into a corner. If it's 7.9, you're off. If it's 9.1, you're off. Give yourself a better range than that. So that's why I'm telling her 8 to 9 now. Nah, don't do it, you know. No, she stood by it, and lo and behold, 8.4. So
she was on the money, and she
I'm
yeah.
Send her to Morgan Kochmeyer camp. Like, let Morgan take her off summer.
Oh, my gosh. And then we get a little more yesterday just to screw up flights. And now, where is the big snowstorm? Because that's impacting travel. Is it on the East Coast already, or where is it?
Yeah, the snow's now moved out east. And what surprised me about yesterday, you know, it was just a nuisance snow. You know, when you're talking 1 to 3, you know, it's not really a big deal. The only big deal is that it hits during rush hour. We didn't have many problems during rush hour, but I was pretty surprised at how bad the roads were. I mean, probably crews have been working so hard over the Thanksgiving weekend that, you know, it's just hard to get, you know, people to show up, kind of. But, yeah, right now travel looks like it's going to be affected along the East Coast, maybe some along the West Coast. For us, it is just the cold. The hawk is about to be out.
Yeah, so the blast of Arctic air. When does it looks like Thursday is going to be our worst day, right?
Thursday is going to be our worst day. So for folks who, and I know some people are against using salts or things like that. There are safer products and things like that. If you want to put product on your, you know, walkway, on your driveway, just for older folks, a lot of people are going to hospitals because of slip and falls and things like that. Tomorrow's a good day for it. Wednesday, we'll have a high temperature in the low 30s. You know, late tonight, tomorrow morning, get it down. It will activate during the day. Hopefully we get some sun, and it will obliterate most of the snow that's still and ice that's sitting around your home, because Wednesday night temperatures plummet from the low 30s to probably about 4 degrees early Thursday morning.
Yeah. You know, my house was filled not only on Thanksgiving, but everybody stayed throughout the weekend. We still have some stragglers still at the house. But what happens when it snowed on Saturday and you have 5 or 6 cars, not just in the driveway, but parked up to the driveway, all the snow falls, everyone leaves, it gets compacted, and now everything is ice. Everything is ice. Yeah. It cannot be shoveled. I don't know if there is enough salt in the world to melt what we've got going on at the farm, but boy, is it frustrating.
I can imagine, because you probably have one of those, you know, 200-yard driveways, too, which, you know,
Yeah. Well, it's it's 800 feet. So that's never. I'm not even worried about that. But
100 yards.
Yeah. Of course, it's the Californians who want to get out and shovel because it's so new and fun to them, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. And they're
wearing those Patagonia jackets that are
Houston
even brought that to Chicago. Yeah.
You've seen it. You know it. It's just like, and we bet just stay in the house. Because what you're doing now will impact me until we get a real thaw. And
right. You're taking up a shovel. And if you don't get it down to the gravel, you got a problem once those temperatures drop to 4.
Absolutely.
Again, as a public service announcement to all your listeners, tonight or early tomorrow, get whatever product you can because it's not going to work again. It'll be too cold. Not going to work again until probably Friday or Saturday. So get it down. You might be able to get that ice out of the way tomorrow. And then after that, whatever ice is there, you'll see it on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, is with us. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. Bob Kessler, you're a Marquette guy. Are you familiar with Cops Custard?
Oh, of course. Great.
Famous, right?
Yes, delicious.
Okay, so we got free hot dogs going on at the Wiener Circle. Up north at Cops Frozen Custard, Hugh Jackman is there, and all hell's breaking loose. The famous actor is out promoting his film Song Sung Blue, so they came up with a flavor.
The Neil Diamond biopic.
Yeah, and so there he is today, scooping up at Cops. So if you're up in that neck of the woods, have you ever got tricked into that, Demetrius, where somebody's like, come 10 bar, come scoop ice cream, come give away free hot dogs?
I'm glad you said 10 bar. I'm glad, because, you know, when you... 10 bar, when you're the celebrity bartender, they don't usually do a very good job of letting the people who want drinks know that you're an amateur at this. You are a celebrity bartender.
Yeah.
And they come up there mad that you've been waiting for it. Bartenders have a tough job. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
You know, they come out, they want a drink that's like, can I get a screwdriver with a lemon twist scotch topper? And I'm
I know. I know. And we're just doing our best. We're out there to help whatever charity we can, and people have no mercy on us.
Yeah, they're like, well, you're really slow. Well, I can forecast the weather faster than this.
And his daughter can forecast it even better.
She's a problem. She's not, now she's asking me to check with her before.
I love it. I love it. You're empowering young women to be free and to speak their mind and to give their old man a heck of a time. I love that.
You know what? Yeah, I got firecrackers.
Yeah. Tim Joyce was on with us yesterday. We wanted an update on the last-minute snow. He said there's another weather bet going around at WGN-TV. He thinks it's going to be 50 or 60 by the end of the month. I think he said 60.
Yes, it's against Bill Snyder. We made that bet on the Forecaster show that comes on WGN Plus at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday. So my bet with Bill, and it's like taking candy from a baby, that we're going to get 50 this month. That happens, I think, a quarter percent of the time. It's not a great bet. There aren't great odds for me. But this deep cold that's coming our way, that gives me hope. You know, it's not going to be cold for the entire month, and a lot of times when you dislodge that warm air, eventually comes back and it's warmer than normal. So Bill Snyder has two bets out there, and if it's 50, when it's 50, I mean, it's going to happen. You know, he has to get me barbecue. And if it gets to 60, which I think is going to happen, and my daughter Harlow says will happen, he's going to owe Tim.
Wow. See, I don't get the feeling that we're going to get that warm again for the entire month. I think we're just starting to see a crazy winter. So snowiest November day ever on record. That doesn't indicate that this might be a pretty snowy winter?
First off, want to bet. Second off, it's all, you know, when you look at last year, 17 inches the entire year. We got 8, you know, we're up to 8. Or actually, we got more last night, so... You know, we're probably going to end out snowier than normal, but you know me,
He doesn't forecast seasons, people.
No, I take it 7 days at a time. Well, for instance, if this isn't a good scenario, but it could be one of those scenarios where, it doesn't snow again until the end of the year. So then it's like, well, it's one of our snowiest Novembers.
Yeah.
But was it really? It was really just one event. So, yes, I think weather events, especially when you're talking about snow, it's not an average thing. It's a very spur of the, what I used to compare it to is like turning on a faucet, like an outdoor water hose faucet, and having a cup and put it in there. How much are we going to get? Now, there's an average of how much you're going to get. But if you, leave it there a little bit longer, you could get twice that amount, so.
Yeah. Yeah. None of us really know. I mean, but is there any big snow that's forming? You're saying we won't see snow again for a while, or?
No. I mean,
okay.
The first thing you need for snow is our cold temperatures, and that's what we have. So we are going to be colder than normal. There will be some snows. There's a snow coming this weekend, actually. So we will get, I think light snows so far. It looks like nuisance snows. There's no big storm coming our way. I know we're all punch drunk, and we think we're going to get knocked out, but.
Yeah. Exactly. We are. We're tired of we're already tired of shoveling and shoveling, and then you get all done and then something melts on your roof and it slides off and then you're shoveling again. A little bit of sunshine will do, and it we don't have that concern over the next couple of days, or do we tomorrow with buildings downtown and ice and snow falling off?
I don't think we're going to have a big problem. I mean, we're barely going to get to freezing. I'll change that. I do think it's something that you should be, the people who look into that should look into. Now, this isn't going to be a big warm-up. We expect to climb above freezing probably for just a few hours. Sunshine does change things, and I don't want to speak like I know, how the slope of a building and, the friction and things like that, and if it's glass roof and things like that. So this is something that we should probably check for tomorrow, but I don't think it's going to be a problem that will continue or linger throughout the evening, because temperatures will drop so quickly that, no, we won't have to, nothing sliding off those roofs, but air and cold air.
You'll like this guy, or maybe it's a woman. I don't know. They sent in a text. They said they were in Kent, Ohio for Thanksgiving. Let's just say the weather forecasting there is a bit dramatic. They go on to, where they were turning for weather. Their question is, what's the difference between NOAA and NWS? Is one better than the other?
No, that's the same. The NWS is under NOAA. I know a lot of the Cleveland forecasters, they didn't do well. I was trying to get to Cleveland. That snow started about 6 hours before, or no, about 12 hours before the forecast that I saw, and was probably about three times as much. So whoever this listener is from Kent, I'm glad you made it back, because it is rare that they close highways in Ohio. But they did. They closed highways, and it was just impossible to get anywhere. I have relatives in that area who, 15-minute drive to my mom's house for Thanksgiving, they said forget it. They just turned around. They just couldn't do it. So, the National Weather Service is under NOAA, but it's all the same.
Yeah,
it's all the same. So, pop, if you will,
you went back to the land where they call you. Is it meat? Is that what they call you?
Meat. Yeah. Everybody's like, "How are you, the weatherman?" I'm like, "Well, I always forecast the weather."
All right, why don't you give us that weather forecast and we'll let you go get ready for work.
All right, so we're expecting temperatures to quickly warm back up into the low 30s as we get into tomorrow. Hopefully some sunshine. Looks like some sunshine will pop out. Then comes that big dramatic temperature drop down to single digits with wind chills well below zero as we get into Thursday morning. Thursday's high temperature, probably in the teens. So there you go there. Again, if you are someone who puts product down, do it tonight. Do it tomorrow. It's not going to work on Thursday unless it's, the real stuff, like the chemical stuff that works below 16 degrees. And then we're expecting some light snow to come our way this weekend, but temperatures warm back into the 30s. So we look pretty good.
Okay, good. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Chief Meteorologist Demetrius Ivory from WGN-TV. Watch for him on TV tonight.